let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Beyond a Diagnosis, A Journey Through Cancer by Grace Boykin is the true story of a boy who grew to a young man with many struggles and successes from his journeys through three different brain cancers. His life is told with his own words from words that he had written. Grace, his mother, his author, writes of an active life cut too short and shown through pictures throughout the book. Author Grace Boykin has a degree in social science and secondary education from Flagler College in St. Augustine, Florida. She studied art in Europe with Spring Hill College, Mobile, Alabama. An impressive career in education as a teacher, tutor, and trainer. A prolific author with books of poetry, fiction, and nonfiction, including her autobiography, A Turbulent Life. A resident of Milton, Florida, Grace Boykin, author of the touching memoir, Beyond a Diagnosis, A Journey Through Cancer, is our guest on This Week in America. Grace, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
This is a remarkable story you tell of your son, and I'm so looking forward to our conversation today. First of all, let's go to the inspiration. Why did you feel that this was a story you really wanted to share to help inspire and motivate others?
I wanted to honor my son, and I felt this is the best way I could do it as a writer, and to show the different emotions that run through a person that has cancer and the family. The emotions are so numerous that they're hard to even describe. But those that have been through cancer, I'm sure know how it feels.
And you really bring that to us. It's a very powerful book in describing what your son was going through, what the family members were going through, time and time again, battling three different cancers, as brought out in the book Beyond a Diagnosis, A Journey Through Cancer by Grace Boykin. If you're Googling, that's B-O-Y-K-I-N. Book available, yourlinkpublishing.com, Amazon, all those links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You talk about his birth, his headbanging, having to drive him around the neighborhood to get him to sleep. Let's talk about the headbanging. What was that like in dealing with that?
It was horrible, very hard. I had to study books. I took him to different doctors to see why he was doing it. So he would get rug burns. It was because he got so frustrated, even putting little blocks in the little cube, the triangles, the squares, the circles. If he couldn't get them in, he would just start headbanging. And one day I took him, I tried everything. I tried a shower. I tried putting him in his room, and he'd come out with a rug burn, and it scared me to death because he looked like he was bleeding, and he was very red. So I had to take him to the bathroom, wash him off, and I was glad that it wasn't bleeding. But that was a scary time, and it lasted until he was about 2 or 3 years old, and to get him to sleep at night, we had to drive him. He just would not go to sleep. So he finally, and then I carefully took him and put him in his crib, and he fell asleep.
The book is a memoir by Grace Boykin. It's Beyond a Diagnosis, A Journey Through Cancer, talking about her son and Wesley and what he went through and other families went through as well. He was very creative. Talk about his creative talents. That's very impressive.
Well, he loved to draw from a young age. He actually drew a cartoon, and I still have some of it. And he also was talented as far as his communication and speaking languages. And he was a great impersonist, especially for the Indians language. And he went to Japan and picked up language so fast. He was speaking Japanese. and German. And he took French in school also. So he was quite a linguist.
A linguist and
And
a world traveler as well. You talk about that. He was a traveler to Japan as a Rotary Exchange student. A remarkable honor. Talk about that. And again, that was sort of the basis for him, wasn't it, in terms of travel and understanding and being able to speak a number of languages.
yes, well, we had Rotarian exchange students, and one was from Germany, and we had the whole family. But then one from Japan came over, and he was a delight and taught. He went to school with my son, learned more of English, and taught my son a lot. And invited him to Japan, and through that he was able to go to Kagoshima, Tokyo. He did southern Japan, and was visiting other Rotarians. So we got to stay in the homes and learn the unique differences between Americans and Japanese. And the most important one was when he visited a school, the students actually were so disciplined. The minute they entered, they stood up and didn't say a word until the teacher told them to sing, and they sang a song to welcome him. And then they would sit down when the teacher told him, and he just was in awe, but he also felt that the Americans could also teach the Japanese how to be a little bit more easy and
Yes.
not so rigid.
So he was taking a lesson while learning a lesson. I love that about Wesley and what he was able, and what a unique way to see a country, isn't it, as a traveler. And you were a world traveler yourself. Usually you see a little bit of this, a little bit of that, you move on to another location. He was there, he got to sense the culture, part of the educational process there as well, spend time with family. What a remarkable story. The book is Beyond a Diagnosis, A Journey Through Cancer. Grace Boykin, Boykin, is the author, our guest on the program. Book available at yourlinkpublishing.com. You'll find it, of course, at Amazon. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about Wes's treatments, the three different brain cancers at different times. Give us a little sense of the journey and what that was like for Wes and for you.
Well, at age 16, he began having headaches and double vision, and we took him to Shands Hospital, where Dr. Parker Mickle immediately saw on two CAT scans that I had that the brain tumor had been there. And there was a question mark on the scan, which my husband and I never questioned. And I want to stress, if there's ever a question mark on any kind of a scan, please get the answer to it. Because that was probably the hardest thing for me, that we didn't do that. But we learned that he had the medulloblastoma, which was his first. And at 16, he ended up missing a lot of his high school and 11th, 12th grade. He had at-home schooling, but he defeated it. But he had 6 weeks of chemotherapy that we'd have to go back and forth to Shands. It would be 2 days in the hospital where they would flush him out first with water, then they administered the drugs, and then they had to flush him out with water again. And we did that for a period of over 2 months. It was tough, but he conquered it. He lost all of his hair, and he loved wearing his favorite hat. And that was a blessing because he just didn't want to show people that he lost his hair.
Yes.
But yet he remained funny. He always kept his sense of humor.
It sounds like he was sort of supporting you as well through this process and helping you get through this and dealing with what's going through a family member. It has to be an incredibly difficult time to see the pain and suffering that Wes was going through, yet he's sort of thinking about you and trying to maintain that sense of humor to keep everybody's emotions at a high point.
He really did, and the hardest thing for me was his dad and I were going through a divorce, and I was not living in the home at the time. I ended up buying another home with 4 bedrooms for each of the children, but he stayed with his dad and his things, and my daughter came with me. But that was probably the most difficult part for me, not being there all the time.
Talk about the process of he's battling cancer number one, and then different times he gets a second and third. What was that like in dealing with the ups and the downs, thinking maybe we've beaten this, holding your breath as you go in for testing and finding out a different cancer is there? How do explain a little bit of that and the emotions that Wes had to be going through, as well as you and family members?
It was quite traumatic. Wesley was strong through it all, and he first had the medulloblastoma, and then 2 years later, luckily he had found his soulmate at the University of Florida, and they were married. And then he was diagnosed with a meningioma, which they had to take part of his skull out. And then they replaced it. And that was non-cancerous, but it was still very much a cancer. And then the third was the glioblastoma with the tentacles. And that came when he was age 32. And that was the hardest. That's a death sentence when you get a glioblastoma. And with him, it didn't take too long because with his first tumor, the medulloblastoma, they had found that the tumor had actually gone into the brain stem. And I feel that possibly because of that, that is why I got the glio at such a young age. Usually it's older. But also, he had cousins that have had the medulloblastoma that runs in the family. One had died, but one is still living. And so it was probably hereditary.
How rare is it to have three different types of cancer?
Extremely rare. And especially for Leo at that young age of 32. And it was there's not much about the glio that is really understood other than it is a death sentence.
Yes.
And but it does have tentacles that go down the brain. And so it doesn't take very long for those tentacles just to take over the brain. And my daughter-in-law at the time, she had said at the end he was only functioning at about 75% of his brain. So it's very hard to communicate with him at the end.
Grace,
And I was, yes.
well, I was just going to say, Grace Boykin, our guest on the program. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt there. That's Boykin. So you have information on where to pick up a copy of this very moving memoir, Beyond a Diagnosis, A Journey Through Cancer. Urlinkpublishing.com, Amazon.com, links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. tributes, celebrations for Wesley. Let's talk about the American Cancer Society Relay for Life at Jensen Beach, Florida High School. Talk about that experience and what that was like and how much that meant to you that people were celebrating his remarkable life.
There was over 100 people in celebrating his life, as well as the family. And my husband and I had been divorced, but we came together at that time. And it was a wonderful experience. They let my son lead the run. And so all the family was holding hands and ran behind him. And he struggled through it, but he made it. And it was so joyful. And to see how loved he was by the whole community, it was just amazing.
There was
what a life he had.
Yes, and obviously touched a number of people in a positive way. Strides for West 5K run at the YMCA in Stuart, Florida, the parking lot there. What was that like? Another celebration, a tribute to Wes.
Cousins and Jensen Beach family members came, and they all celebrated by donating to his cancer fund, because it was just very extremely expensive for two teachers to be able to do that. He started off as a paraprofessional at school, and then he became a high school teacher, having to go back to school for it because to take a few hours, because his major was in advertising, which with his struggles, he just was not able to do advertising. It was too demanding. So the community all participated and raised quite a bit of money for him during that. And the family members just can never thank him enough.
Well, and then I mentioned before a celebration of life. There was an actual celebration of life. What was that like? How moving was that?
That was after he passed away. And I'm sorry, this is very emotional for me to
I certainly
talk
understand
about.
That, yes.
But it was just a wonderful thing. His family members from Mobile, Alabama flew in on a charter flight. His uncle was there. All my sisters and brothers were there. And it was over 100 people there. And
amazing.
The pastor that I had worked with, Pastor Mark, he came and delivered the message. And ROTC could not bring in a U.S. flag because he wasn't military, but they bought in a dive flag because he loved to dive and catch lobster. And lobstering was a passion that continued on throughout his life, early life, until he passed.
It has.
But the celebration of life had all of his favorite snacks. Everybody consumed them. And he had written a recipe book in which he did with family and friends. And so we're still using his recipe book as a remembrance of him. But everyone that attended was able to have one.
What a remarkable memory to have of that, and the entire family coming together in a tribute to the life that Wesley led. The book is Beyond a Diagnosis, A Journey Through Cancer by Grace Boykin, B-O-Y-K-I-N. A few minutes left in the conversation. What has this been like for you? Going back, writing the story, it's a very moving story, but it had to be difficult for you to go back and relive all of this. But you're telling the story of a remarkable young man. What's this been like for you, writing the story and seeing the book published?
Well, many tears were shed on the keyboard as I wrote it.
I can imagine, yes.
There was joyfulness that I was able to recall so many memories of him as a child in as childhood through adulthood. And even though he died at age 32, I realized how much of an active life he was able to have in those few years. And that was a celebration to me, even when I was not there, to know in our last trip I was able to do with he and his wife was to Norway. And we went on Princess Cruise Line, and it was just wonderful. And he loved the gnomes. So he had the gnomes everywhere we went. But it was a trip of a lifetime. And, of course, we went up to the northernmost point closest to Russia. And the scenery was fantastic. It was just beautiful. But I fell in a hole. And they were scared I fell off the cliff. But his wife ran over to me, and then he came over. And then we were all joyful that but it took me a little while to get up. But we were always close. And that was a trip to remember for me, he, and his wife, an experience of a lifetime.
I can see at the keyboard tears and laughter, maybe some at the same time, as you're recollecting the story and writing about it as you do so well in Beyond a Diagnosis, A Journey Through Cancer. I mentioned you're a prolific author. Talk briefly here at the end. I've got a few minutes and I want to talk about some of the other books. You've got fiction books that you've written. I think one you're really looking forward to seeing published later this year. Tell me about the fiction books.
Well, Deaf, Blind, and Tragedy is probably one of the favorite books I have written. And it's about the Usher syndrome, in which a boy is born deaf and he has two twin sisters that are born blind. And later on at a baseball game, he turns blind. So now he is deaf and blind. And the sisters realize that they are going to go deaf. But the uptake to it was that the boy was able to find his niche, and that was being a taste tester. He was world renowned at taste testing because his senses were so strong in that particular yes. area. That he could tell you chocolate milk, vanilla milk, he could tell you carrots, he could tell you broccoli, he could tell you almost anything, meats, he knew them all. Now, and so he had a career that was built in.
Now, what was the title on that?
Deaf, Blind, and Tragedy.
Now, is that available now or is that coming up?
It is available.
Available now. And if you just Google Grace Boykin, B-O-Y-K-I-N, or at Amazon, just click on her name, you'll see all of the other books there as well. And you've got, I think, another nonfiction that's coming out? South of the Hill, is that out?
South of the Hill is not out yet, but it is the story of Frank W. Boykin, who was a congressman for 28 years. And had held over 20 jobs in his lifetime, starting at age 7. So, and he worked for the railroad and traveled the lines and learned of Truman, Roosevelt, and became friends with them. And he and the Truman brothers developed Homosassa Springs, Florida, in the 1930s.
Interesting.
He was the worker, and so he bought over 1 million acres in his lifetime for that. And he had to look all around town in Homosassa to be able to find somebody with that much acreage. And he was able to find it from Timberlands.
That book is South of the Hill. That sounds fascinating. That's a nonfiction that will be available later this year. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. You've got my interest piqued with that. And all of the books, including Grace's autobiography and self-help book that was published in 2023, A Turbulent Life. All of this information at Grace's website, or if you go to Amazon.com, click on there. We'll have all these links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. This book in particular we focused on today, it's a very inspirational, remarkable journey. The book is Beyond a Diagnosis, A Journey Through Cancer by Grace Boykin, B-O-Y-K-I-N. Grace, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program and talk about the remarkable life that was led by your son, Wesley. Thank you for sharing his story with us.
Thank you. I enjoyed speaking to you.
Grace Boykin, our guest on the program, book available at yourlinkpublishing.com and amazon.com as well. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.